How you shift from one part of your day to the next, morning to work, work to evening, evening to rest, determines your ability to stay consistent with movement and nutrition. If you're always reacting, rushing, or feeling drained, it's no wonder exercise and mindful eating fall to the wayside. But what if you could take control of these moments and make them work for you instead of against you?
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 54. We're going to talk today about something that comes up often in my work with my private clients. A lot of them start off by saying that when they get home from a hard day, running errands or being at work or taking care of the kids or grandkids, that it's hard for them to transition into the evening while staying consistent with their movement and nutrition. Some of them say that it's hard for them to transition from waking up and getting through the morning to making time for exercise and fueling their body properly before heading to work or school. What I want to think about with you today is that your day is made up of lots of different parts, different sections. And part of getting through your day successfully is managing the periods that lead you from one section to another. I like to think of these periods in between the different parts as transitions, where you're going from one circumstance to another. And that means that you're also going from thinking in one way to thinking in another way. It also might mean that you're going to go from feeling a certain way to feeling a different way as you enter another part of your day. Maybe it's another role that you're playing in your day. And we kind of need a change to get caught up and get our thoughts and our actions in alignment so that we don't just madly rush about and suddenly show up and we have to switch gears really quickly. Because what happens then is it takes a toll on us, and it takes a toll on your ability to stay focused and to consistently work towards eating the way that you choose to eat and moving your body in the way that you choose. Instead of reacting in the moment, you're peacefully going from one part of your day to another. Okay, transitions. We're going to talk about how you manage them and why it's so important to do so. Self-management means I want you to look at those different sections of your day. This is not about your to-do list and, you know, your productivity. It's more how everything you do takes its toll. Let's paint a picture of a woman or a man who doesn't really pay attention to the different parts of their day. You might wake up in the morning, maybe there's nothing to eat in the house. Perhaps what you wanted to wear for the day isn't ready for you. Maybe the laundry isn't done. So maybe you get dressed in something that doesn't feel good. You rush off to work, no breakfast. What happens then is that you're transitioning from sleep to the first part of your day. And guess what? You are already behind. You're already stressed and you're already thinking about how you're going to get through the day. Another example, if you don't work on your transition times, is if you think about what an end of the day might be like for you, where you're tired from a full day of whatever your work in the world is, and you're hungry and you come home and you don't have a plan for the evening. I don't mean a plan for getting things done, but just a plan for how you want to be. What kind of person do you want to be in this evening? I know that may sound like a strange question, but I want you to be more intentional about how you're going to spend your time. If you get home and you just sit on the couch and watch the news, you're adding more stress. You're grabbing some leftover food. Maybe you're even falling asleep on the couch. That's your transition from your long day to the end of your day. Not the best picture. Now, how does this relate to toning your arms? When you are rushing from one part of the day to another part of the day, you don't really have time to decide how you want it to go and how you want to show up. What happens then is you just grab what you can. You reach the end of your day of juggling and you feel depleted. And you look back and it's hard to really understand what happened. You may have started the day with plans, but didn't follow through, didn't think it through. So you're uncomfortable. When this happens, when you're uncomfortable, it doesn't have to be a real strong negative emotion like angry or sad or worried or depressed. Just uncomfortable with rushing from parts of the day to the next part of the day to the next part of the day. If you're uncomfortable, this is when you may find yourself reaching for food, your phone, or maybe TV as a way to cope, distract, or seek comfort. And maybe it won't be during the day. Lots of people save it up for when they transition into the evening. You may set your goals on a Sunday, but suddenly it becomes Wednesday and nothing's different. You're just going from part to part to part of what you do, and you're frustrated. And then you're going to seek more comfort. If you're in reaction mode, your life goes in whatever direction it's going by default. You're not creating the life that you want. You're just trying to keep up. And it's like running after a moving train. This is not your goal. When you're trying to accomplish something like toned arms or paying attention to yourself or improve the way you eat and instill some basic self-care habits, then flitting from thing to thing to thing that calls your name is going to keep you where you are. And it's also going to keep you spinning in a circle, never really reaching what you hope for. It may feel like you're on that moving train, but maybe you got the wrong train and it's taking you in the wrong direction. As you move from one part of your day to another, each transition is a chance for you to wake up and take back control, to check in and make sure that you're on the right train and that it's heading in the right direction. Let's start thinking about what this would look like. Think about your morning and how you want to transition from waking up to being in charge of yourself, able to stick to whatever your plans are. And by in charge, I don't mean rigid control. I just mean that you're running the show. You know what you want to do. And importantly, you know how you want to feel as you're doing it. And that is not frazzled by life, because life does throw us curveballs. Life switches our plans all the time. But you can be peaceful even in a chaotic situation. And that's our goal here, for you to be peaceful in the transitions of the different parts of your day so that you can stick to your plans and take care of yourself and eat and move just as you plan, just as you thought you would. Imagine that you wake up and in this scenario, you have a routine that allows you to transition into your morning. This is not a picture of a day at the spa. This could actually be an imagination of how it could be for you at home. Maybe you might meditate for just 5 minutes. Maybe you're in bed and you stretch, or you get on the floor and you stretch. Then you have coffee or tea and you glance at your list for the day and you get ready and you eat and you calmly imagine yourself going through your day. How do you want to feel? Take two or three words and use them to move from waking up and getting ready to starting the section of your day that's the bulk of your day. For some, it's work. For some, it's school. For some, it's childcare. Imagine what you'll encounter. I want you to think ahead. Imagine yourself staying peaceful. One of my words is always peaceful. It may not be yours, but if I had to pick two words that I always aim for, it's peaceful and productive. I want to get things done, but I don't want to feel frazzled and harried and rushed and miss my life. Think of what your words are. You are controlling and guiding your life. You are creating a beautiful transition from one stage to another. Now, let's take a look at the next section of your day. Maybe you're at work, or maybe you're just out and about in the world, whatever you're doing, or you're in the home, maybe you're a student. Whatever you do in the bulk of your day is your work. Things are waiting for you. Do you have a plan? How do you want this part of your day to go? How do you want to feel? How do you want to show up? How can you do what you need to do for others and fulfill your chosen obligations, but still take care of your own needs? Consider ahead of time planning a deliberate break where you move your body. Maybe you do a few tricep dips on your chair. Plan when you might have a little snack of some protein, where you might read a little article in the paper or online and feed your mind, where you get up and walk down the hall at least and move, get some water, stretch, stand up, wake yourself up, transition naturally into a break that your body and mind need. Next, we come into a transition for most of us is lunch, a natural break that we all take. Time to check in again, okay? How are you? What are you feeling? Are you hungry? Are you giving yourself what you need? Are you showing up the way you wanted this past morning? What needs adjustment for the rest of the day? See what I'm doing? I'm helping show you how to transition from one part of your day deliberately into the next, instead of just being pulled along or shoved along. Now we go into the rest of the afternoon. Your job, your goal, is to go into the rest of the bulk of your day deliberately, consciously knowing and deciding what you want, not just what's on your list, but more importantly, who you want to be as you do your work. I don't mean fantasy land, okay? Like a child's game. I just mean a little bit of visualizing as, you know, visualizing you as your best self, playing the role of you in your real life. If things are not going as planned, take a brief break and do a mental reboot. Take a look at your thoughts, look at your feelings, challenge what's going on in your head. Get off autopilot. Now you're coming home. It's the end of your day, another transition. Physically, your body might be at a low place. Your mind might be too. You might be tired. Maybe you're hungry. Your blood sugar might be low. Your energy hormones are low. Time to transition again. Whether you live alone or with family or a partner, it's time to decide how you want your evening to go. I would guess that you may not even think about how you want things to go. You might just drag yourself through the different points, the different parts of your day. The purpose of this coaching session is for you to entertain the possibility of consciously deciding how you want the whole day to go by breaking it into these parts. Think about creating a routine for when you leave work. Think about setting things up. The best version of your work is waiting for the best version of you the next day. Get a little bit organized. Imagine what you want to see when you come back to work in the morning. And working backwards, what would you like to find when you return home tonight? How can you think ahead in the morning or even the night before and set things up so that you're walking into a warm, nourishing environment after work? One strategy for doing this is keep working backwards. When you want something, ask what needs to happen right before that. And what needs to happen right before that? And keep doing it until you have things laid out. Can you see that if you deliberately thought about your day and thought about the different parts and thought about transitioning from part to part and decide how you want to feel in each part, how much easier it would be to stay present with yourself and your body and your hunger and be more conscious of what you're doing. Now you're home and you're going to switch gears again. Change clothes, maybe a shower, maybe a light snack, small snack, and envision the rest of the evening. How do you want to show up? Even if it's just you, what feeling do you want to have in the evening? And what would you need to think to feel that? Remember, circumstance leads to your thought, leads to your feeling, leads to your action, and that gives you your result. How do you want your evening to go? What would you have to do? How would you have to feel? And what would you have to think? This is doable, but you need the time to think about it ahead. And it will become very natural. You're going to be switching gears in the evening from being productive to just being. And that's okay. I want you to draw a line around your downtime and your productive time. Even if you think you still have a lot to do, we'll always have a lot to do as long as we're on this earth. And to-do lists are meant to capture that. We're not meant to get to the end of our to-do list each day. The to-do list is just like a holding place for things that we want to remember. When you get to this last transition of being home in the evening, you need time and space to reserve for rest and for pleasure and for reflection. Again, ask yourself, who do you want to be in the evening? And what would she think and feel? How would your version of your best self do dinner and take care of herself? Listen to your body's signals. Check in. What's going on? Are you hungry? What do you need? What do you want? What pleasure can you add into your evening, even if it's small? For dinner, I want you to choose your food consciously. Once you get in the habit of consciously entering each different part of your day and evening, you'll also get in the habit of preparing for each part. Eventually, you'll be thinking and planning backwards, like we just talked about, and you'll be ready. You'll have food. You may even have partially prepped food. Your evenings will be easier. Now I want you to ease into the night. Are you tired? What do you need? Check in and get to know when to call it a day and go to bed. Once you're more satisfied with different parts of your day, you won't have that fear of missing out in the evening, which can make you stay up later than you should, watching TV or on the computer. I want you to consciously choose to give yourself enough sleep. Ease into a sleep routine instead of crashing on the couch in front of the television. Consciously choose to give yourself a clean, comfortable bed with something cozy to wear. Set your alarm and think about what you're grateful for this past day. Don't review your to-do list, okay? Don't review what you didn't do. I want you to be in charge of your mind and cultivate peace. peace is a feeling, and you're in charge of creating your feelings. Clean up your bedtime thoughts so that you can create peace. If something's bothering you, it might be good to get it out. Get it out of your mind and onto paper, or make a quick little recording on your phone. Think of it as a download of your mind, because when something is out of your mind, on paper or in audio form, you can deal with it so much more objectively than when it's a problem just swirling around in your head that you're trying to solve. If you're struggling with nighttime distractions, they can throw off your consistency. If you're staying up too late, scrolling or watching TV, it affects your energy the next day. And when you wake up exhausted, it's even harder to stick to your routine. Create a nighttime transition that supports your movement and nutrition goals. Stretch before bed. Set out your workout clothes for the morning. Plan your meals for the next day. Take a moment to visualize yourself following through, because you are in charge. You need to create all these different sections of your day and your week, and ultimately your life. If not, you know the results. This coaching session related to being in charge and being peaceful during the day to make choices, conscious choices at all points of your day. It's also related to creating the mental peace and space you need to follow through on what you're trying to do. We talked about dealing with all the different transitions you go through in your day and going into them consciously. You create a nice flow, and that flow should be heading in the direction that you wish. Here's what I would like you to focus on for the next week until we meet again next Tuesday. Observe how your week goes. No judgments, right? Just observe yourself going from morning to evening. Did you have a plan? Did you follow your plan? Why or why not? Did you feel swept away by circumstances? And did you feel out of control? Stand back and look at the whole big picture of your days and your week and start thinking about what's missing and what needs to be eliminated. Don't worry about doing it all at once. You're only going to do one little piece at a time. You're going to look at your whole days and then see them as distinct sections with transitions, you know, transition periods in between. And these transition periods are when you will reboot and then get back on track. You have many points during the day to keep checking in and getting back on track. First, notice where you are and what you truly want, and then we can work together on breaking that gap into tiny steps. Keep me posted on your progress and let me know what your sticking points are. This is the work that I do. And if you ever want more personalized help with creating your own supportive day, check out my program, Arms by Christine, where you learn exactly what went wrong in the past when you try to solve your arm and weight issues so that you don't keep repeating the same mistakes. I hope to see you all back next week.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.